Right, it's time for this.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Wow, that was a scramble. Anyway, got there. Linda Halligan's here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jason?
Great. Fantastic, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, today we are talking about the top five words people hate.
Mm.
They're words. I mean, why do people hate them? But people feel really strongly about certain words. Have you heard of this?
I have. You know what? Isn't there like a George Carlin thing or a... Was it David Letterman? It's one of those dead comedians. David Letterman.
Hey,
dead?
David Letterman's still alive.
All right,
he's leaving his show.
He's about to die. That's right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And wasn't it Moist? That's the famous one.
Oh, you're. What are you doing?
What did I just scupper you?
You may have just given one away.
Well, that is a famous word. That
it is a famous one.
Frankly, I like that word.
I like it when I'm talking about cake.
Okay.
Why can't I say moist? This cake is so moist, it should be a compliment to the chef.
Moist, 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 moist. Any word sounds stupid if you say it over and over again.
Exactly.
Moist, 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 moist.
And
moist.
If it's a word that people really hate, I purposely say it over and over again.
You're a booger.
I am a booger. A booger or a bugger?
Booger.
I like to annoy people. I think I'm good at it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to number five, shall we?
I didn't disagree with you. Did you see that? Go on.
Yeah. I want to ask you, though. Is there a word that you hate?
I have loads of words I hate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You pick one.
Awesome is a word I hate.
Awesome.
Yep.
It is overused. It's overused.
And I can't say it because I'm British. See, a lot of American words, I've been here for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the words that are used here, I can't say because they don't fit in my mouth.
Right.
Because of my accent. So awesome is one of them. If I could say awesome.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. But when I say awesome, it sounds like I'm saying awesome.
And yeah, that's it not sounds right a little weird. Awesome.
Also, tomato, that thing is a bit irritating to me because I can't sometimes, because I've been here so long, sometimes I say tomato and I don't know whether, and that doesn't feel right. And then tomato doesn't feel right either. I'm mid-Atlantic. I don't know where I am anymore.
You're confused.
It's totally confused.
Do you still say jumper?
I do sometimes say jumper because I'm married to a Brit, so.
Okay.
We're very British in our house.
Okay. Jumper is a sweater, by the way.
It's a sweater,
yeah. I'm curious. Yeah. Okay. Well, there are no words that I actually hate. I hate when people incorrectly use words, you know, like in terms when they say things like, I could care less, when the phrase is, I couldn't.
Right, that's
care less.
That's a weird one. It's very American. You're a stickler, aren't you?
I am a stickler. Yeah. People say irregardless. That's not a word.
No. That's not a word. Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Here's another one. You actually just mentioned off air that you're playing at Nordstrom this weekend.
Yeah.
People call it Nordstrom's.
Right.
It's Nordstrom.
I like that.
It's not plural.
That's one mistake that I don't mind because it reminds me of my grandma.
Uh-huh.
He used to call. Used to everything had an S on the end of it.
Oh, really?
So yeah, Ralph's.
Ralph's.
She goes to Ralph's. You know.
She's very confused with her possessive and plural and everything
Albertson's
else.
Is. Yeah.
Albertson's.
She would do that all the time, and that's it. Reminds me of grandma. But some of those, like the, it's not a word, but it's the apostrophe in gross. The grocer's apostrophe. That's very irritating to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. You know, it's just me. I know I'm being. A pedant.
Oh, there you go.
Good word.
We're talking about words. Hey, don't we have a song we're supposed to be playing right now? Speaking of words, let's get back to it.
Wait a minute. What is it? It was this one here. It's only words. That's not.
And you know, while you're doing that, I'll get into number five, and I will tell you that if people incorrectly use words, they might be. Here's number five. Penalized.
Oh, penalized.
Penalized.
That almost sounds rude.
People, right? And that's why people don't like it. Or some people might like it more. Penalize. Penal code 76935. People think it sounds like a body part. They want to just say punish, but I like penalize.
I know why. I can see why you like penalize.
But people become like fourth graders in these adult bodies. You know, they say, you will be penalized. And then they kind of chuckle.
That's funny. Also, yes. I can't say anonymity. I don't like that word because is it anonymity or anonymity? I can't do it. I'm not very good. Controversy.
Okay.
Controversy in England, that would be.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't like saying officer.
No?
No.
Because you're getting
me.
Arrested most of the time when you have to say officer.
Possibly.
Officer, please. I didn't do it.
I don't like saying. I'll tell you one word that my wife hates, and I've grown to hate it too.
Okay.
Lover.
Lover.
If people introduce you, this is my lover. That's really terrible thing to say.
Do you think she's downgrading you or upgrading you from husband?
No, she says that this is my husband. But she's never referred to me as her lover. Mm. She thinks it sounds really cheesy.
It's terrible. A little personal. I mean, you assume that you're lovers, but, you know.
Well, of course.
You don't need to tell everybody. Mm. All right, are you ready for number four?
Go on.
Now, this word, some of the words people hate, they are words that describe gross things, and that's why they don't like them.
Right.
This one is phlegm.
Phlegm, great word, fantastic word.
And I'll give you a dollar if
my
you can spell
word.
Phlegm.
PH.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Wait. Phlegm.
Very good. Yep. I like to call it phlegm.
Phlegm.
Just to be different, you know.
Good last name. Good surname. If you had that, it'd be a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to read you the definition of phlegm because I know people are eating their breakfast
right now, and they would
love to hear it. A thick yellowish liquid that is produced in the nose and throat, especially when a person has a cold.
Oh, no. That's not good.
It's pretty nasty. Phlegm is gross. And if you have to be talking about it, I'm sorry that you have it in your throat.
Hey, I've got a joke for you. What's green and goes backwards?
What's green and goes backwards? Grasshopper. I don't know. Gross. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Hey, I just thought of something. I brought a prop. I got to get it.
What is it you've got with you?
For number three.
Yeah.
Number three. This is a word. I don't know why people hate it, but they absolutely despise it. Number three. I will give you a hint. Live in the studio this morning, we've got Blistex, a medicated lip ointment.
Yeah, that's an odd. That's ointment. Funny word. Strange.
What's wrong with ointment?
I don't know. It's just not nice.
Why don't people like it?
I don't know.
I think it's the See, it's just like moist. Ointment.
It's called the oint.
Moist.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about those two vowels together.
Yeah.
I put this on my lips every single night. Every single night.
Keeps them moist. I'm glad you've got moist lips, Linda.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Shall we move on to number two before this goes way south? Yes.
Go ahead.
Number two. And I feel like I have to say it this way because it is kind of a naughty word. It's not supposed to be, but it can be.
Be careful.
No, it's not a bad word. These are all in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, words.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Panties.
What is it?
Panties.
Panties. That's a difficult word for Brits to say because we call them knickers.
Oh, you call them knickers. But what's wrong with saying underwear?
Surgical knickers.
Panties.
Panties. I like it. It's a sexy word.
It's a sexy word, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I say underwear, but I want to read this definition too because it's pretty funny. A woman's or child's undergarment covering the lower trunk and made with closed crotch.
Oh, you're killing me now. Crotch. That's a horrible word, crotch.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be on there too.
Yeah.
So that's the actual definition in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
All right, so let's. That's five, top five terrible words.
Yes.
Read them out one at a time.
Well, number one we didn't get to.
Oh, go on.
Kind of we did. Okay, number one is moist. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one people, I mean, you say moist, people freak out.
Do you know the actual word that people hate to say the most?
What is it?
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
That's the word everybody hates to say the worst.
I got you. All right, here you go again. Number five, penalize.
Mm.
You will be penalized. Number four, phlegm.
Yeah, right.
Number three, ointment.
Ointment.
Number two, panties. And number one of the top five words people hate, moist.
Give me that list, right?
And there's some others on the bottom there.
I'm going to make a sentence out of the. Oh, no, there's a load more.
There's some other choices. Yoke, people don't like slacks.
Slacks.
I think my grandparents like.
You can see why people don't like maggots because it reminds them of maggots.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, so there's five words here. Okay. Moist, panties, ointment, phlegm, and penalize. I'm going to make a sentence.
Okay.
You'll be penalized for the phlegm in your panties unless you use some ointment to keep them moist. I just did it. All right.
Wow.
So what's going on in the movies this week?
I just need to know why there's phlegm in anyone's panties, but maybe we'll get to that another time. Jason, two big movies opening tomorrow. The first one, Mad Max Fury Road. People have been waiting for 30 years since Beyond Thunderdome. That was the one with Tina Turner.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that. All I've done is sit on the couch waiting for that.
Waiting. Yeah. I know. Charlize Theron is starring in this one, so that'll be a big one. A friend of mine saw it. She said, you know, there's action, there's all that. She didn't love it, but it was fun. So check it out. The other one, Pitch Perfect 2. I know you may think it's kind of dumb, but it made a lot of money and people are talking about it. Same cast. Anna Kendrick stars, and it's about a group of a cappella singers competing.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
That's all I got.
Great. Do you know what? It's very kind of you to come in here on a morning and do that, and do all that prep. There's a lot of prep to do in that section, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Linda Halligan here with Top 5. You'll be back next week with Tyler?
I will.
Fabulous.
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.